Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio, as well as Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor.
Hola.
Yeah, he's still
dos.
Here. And Jerry the Diver Guy from the mountains of Virginia, Mountain Divers, you can check it out. Google him, and you can go diving with him. He may or may not be able to make it to Bugfest this week. He's going to make a last-minute decision. However, I don't know, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is flirting with the idea of joining me in South Florida. We'll see how that works out. I don't know if they can handle it. However, you know, we do have Steve De La Vera, who is the man behind the madness of this event. Bugfestbythesea.com is all the information right there online. But, Steve, I'm warning you now that I have this guy with me. He might come down and join our little, you know, join the festivities. Are you prepared? Have you hired additional security just in case?
Well, you know, as we like to say, Lauderdale by the Sea is a cozy little drinking town with a diving problem. So he's more than welcome to come on down.
Uh-oh, he just lit up.
Thank you, Baba Booey. I love you on Stern.
No, that's... This is Steve.
This is Gary Delabate.
No, Steve De La Vera. Yeah.
No, we got lots of bars in Lauderdale by the Sea, but I'm sure we can handle one more.
don't encourage them, whatever you do.
Right. You have to stay hydrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's right. That's right. All the time.
Yeah. Well, they got plenty of establishments there to handle you after you're, you know, done diving. Well, if you came down, he wouldn't be diving anyway. He'd just be enjoying some of the topside amenities that Lauderdale by the Sea offers,
right,
which is a cool little town. It is really a neat place. And they have great shore diving, which makes it ideal for a lobster season. And I don't know, do they even throw out any kind of numbers that, you know, invade the area for the event this week? Or do you know, Steve? What do you think?
You mean South Florida? I mean, we have thousands of divers that go off South Florida. I'm not sure how many. I know we have, the Keys are crowded, of course, but on mini season opening day, you can see the dive flags. You know, you can almost hop from one to the other all along the coast of Broward County. There's a lot of folks out there both beach diving and on boats.
Right. So. But the beach diving there at Lauderdale by the Sea is exceptional. I don't know. It's about something about the reef structure right there. But you get clear water, really beautiful water there.
Yeah, the reef comes in within 100 yards of the shore. I mean, we have a pier that's about 875 feet long. And you'll be on a reef before you even get to the end of the pier.
Yeah.
And if you want to go out even further beyond the pier, not that far, you'll come to the second reef area, and it's beautiful out there. There's lots of nooks and crannies for the bugs to hide. Oh, by the way, I've got some scouting reports.
People have
seen bugs, and they've seen a lot of big ones.
They're scoping out their spots now. Yeah, I was trying to get Chiefy on, who is kind of my lobster guru down in that neck of the woods, and he's traveling this week, getting prepared for mini season. So we will catch up with him at Bugfest. Whether or not I'll be able to, you know, get any of his secret spots.
I doubt it.
It depends on how much money you got, I guess.
Right. He's got his own spots, yeah.
Right. So. Yeah, but they're seeing him right there off of the pier at Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah. I talked to a diver last night, and he said he made a beach dive the other day, and I saw a bunch of them right off Lauderdale by the Sea.
Very nice.
So, yeah, and I heard from someone else that they're seeing a bunch out there, too, so... It's looking like it's going to be a good season.
That's great to hear. And I'm looking forward to it. I think we could get 12 a day. I think that's still the plan.
Right. Yeah.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Anywhere north of Monroe County, the daily bag limit is 12 per day per diver.
Yeah.
So it's double the Keys.
That's a lot of lobster.
That's almost a dozen. A baker's dozen.
Well, don't
let the Florida Marine Patrol see you with a baker's dozen, because that'll get you in trouble.
You know, Greg, I have a message for the lobsters.
Well, what's that?
If they're listening right now.
Well, okay.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Okay. Well, thank you there, drunken sailor. I don't think they heard you. I don't think they speak drunk.
They heard me loud and clear.
Yeah, okay, whatever. All right. Well, it's going to be a great event. Now we have a kickoff event Tuesday.
That's right. Yeah.
Where is that going to be? I know
that's going to be at the Dillard's Grill, which is right downtown in Lauderdale by the Sea in England Square. There, Commercial and Elmar. We've got a kickoff like 7 o'clock at the Village Grill. And the next night, Scuba Cowboy is going to be at the Aruba Beach Cafe right on the beach there for like half the hour.
Yeah.
And then the next night, we get our big Lobster Chef competition and the awards giveaway.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. Hey, did I tell you about the big prize we're giving away this year?
Absolutely. What do you got?
Four day. This is a raffle prize, by the way. Every diver that signs up for Bugfest gets a raffle ticket. And then for every bug you catch, you get one more. Mm-hmm. So, the big prize, and this is courtesy of ReefSafe, it's a four-day, four-night dive trip with UNEXO in Freeport, Grand Bahamas. And we also throw in transportation on the Balearia Ferry back and forth.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it's a really cool prize. Yeah.
You know, not only will you have some great diving this week during mini season, but, heck, you might be going to the Bahamas if you win that prize.
Yeah, and UNEXO has these great dolphin and shark encounters, so that's really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, Christina and the gang over there, they do just phenomenal diving there, UNEXO. So we got to give props to our friends there at ReefSafe for making that possible for Bugfest.
Dan Nora, it was a great prize this year that he got for us. Yeah.
Absolutely. So how, you know, you can register for this online, or do they got to come to the thing Tuesday at the Village Grill there, or what, or both?
Yeah, they can sign up Tuesday night at the Village Grill, or they can register online. It's the $20. And actually, if you're an out-of-town diver and you stay in one of our town hotels, we'll give you a refund of your $20. You know, just show us your hotel receipt or whatever, email confirmation, and then we'll send you a check back for your $20. So it's absolutely free if you stay in one of our hotels in town.
There you go. Yeah, and you can get all that information. So, the name of the hotels, I think, are right there, bugfestbythesea.com. Right. Am I right?
And you can register online, too, at that website as well.
Yeah. Now, what we're planning to do is record an hour of Scuba Radio this week on Tuesday at the Village Grill there. Scuba Cowboy is going to play. We're going to do an hour before and an hour after. So hour one will be before mini season. Hour two will record Thursday night at the Lobster Cook-Off after.
Right, okay.
You know, I have limited out on both days and can share
my
catch with the world and my victory. Yeah.
Right.
On the radio. Yeah, what are you laughing at, Jerry? I heard a little chuckle in there.
Never mind. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. I limit out every year on the radio. That's happened for at least the last 5-6 years, right?
That's right.
So, no, it'll be fun. So, if you're anywhere near the area, and by the way, if someone is even driving down to the Keys for mini season, could they stop off and participate Tuesday and Thursday and on the way back? Or
if they want to. I mean, basically, you know, we say the contest is, you know, limited to Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties. But if they want to sign up and if they want to get on the Keys and then bring their lobster back to Lauderdale by the Sea to get weighed, you know, hey, they can be part of the contest. That's cool with us.
Yeah. Well, it might be a great stop off on the way down and way back if you're already planning to do that. But if not, stop off at Commercial Boulevard off of 95 when you're heading south, if you're heading that way, and join us. Just head east to the coast and you'll run right into Lauderdale by the Sea there at Commercial Boulevard.
Yeah,
and
Commercial Boulevard on the beach. Yeah, we're right there. Yeah.
It's a beautiful area. The pier is great. The diving's great. And obviously the party. Bugfest by the Sea is the biggest diving lobster event out there right now. I mean, it just gets bigger and bigger. This is what, fifth or sixth? When is it?
This is our fifth annual.
Fifth annual.
Last year we had over, you know, and it's not just lobster too. We have like, you know, John Chatterton's got a wreck diving seminar, which involves two dives. We've got fish ID seminars. We've got a dance seminar tonight at 6
on
dive safety.
Well, last week.
A bunch of stuff throughout the week. And last year we had about 1,000 participants in all the events that took part during the week. You know, we had like somewhere between 200, over 200 divers in the water. Which was really cool.
Hey, well, that's what I said. It's a big party. Yeah, last week we had Dr. Peter Buzzcott
Yeah, he's the one giving the seminar.
And he's going to join us down there, and he's doing another seminar there for mini season. But he's going to be fun to hang with. And, you know, it's just a great party. Then all the local South Florida diving friends, the dive god Neil Watson is going to be there, while DeMartini, maybe even Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor will show his face.
Hopefully, we'll save a spot at the bar for him.
And the Scuba Cowboy is going to be playing at the party Tuesday afternoon, as you said. That starts at 5 o'clock again at the Village Grill Tuesday?
No, it's like 7. 7 o'clock.
Okay.
At the Village Grill, yeah.
All right, so 7 at the Village Grill will be a nice little warm-up to mini season, and then you go diving Wednesday and Thursday.
If you come at 5, you get to watch them set up.
Okay.
That's right. We may give away a few prizes, too, Tuesday night as well. I'm hoping.
Absolutely.
So,
BugFestByTheSea.com. That's where you need to go and get all the information. Make sure you join us. I can't wait. I'm excited. I got the fever. I got the lobster fever.
Dart him. Someone dart him.
Ouch. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, look here. Every once in a while, okay, there's a technological breakthrough. All right? It's what we call in the business a game changer. They got these things today, I'm telling you. You can go deep sea diving with one. Okay. First, there was the clapper. You got the slap chop. George Foreman grill. Then you got this little baby right here. Okay. It tells you all the stuff about the oxygen content in your tank. If I'd have had this thing back in high school, the depth, okay, that you can go. You talking about do some math.
That watch does that?
No, this thing here only costs $25. It's a calculator.
He's a high-tech diver, underwater man mystery. Genuine survivor with all the latest dive technology.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Drake the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor in the studio.
Hola.
Also, Jerry the Diver Guy. You know, we're getting geared up for Florida spiny lobster season. That's Wednesday and Thursday this week. A big, big event in the state of Florida. And even outside of Florida, because people come, the divers spend some vacation time.
You mean like Georgia?
Those in the know. Huh?
You mean like outside Florida, like Georgia?
No, anywhere. I mean, they schedule some, you know, divers in the know
from
know this is a great time
the world.
To come to Florida.
Who said that?
And catch some lobsters. That was Jerry. He's in.
It's your Virginia. Inner hearing.
Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, that's Jerry, the diver guy.
It's a secret.
He's in your headphones there, drunken sailor.
He said it's a secret.
Look to the left.
Yeah, that's Bubble Boy.
You got, okay, I think your your studio is haunted.
No, that's Jerry. Well, you know, he's sipping on the mermaid rum, which we had left over.
Call the Ghostbusters. Okay. The real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Call V.
All right. Well, anyway, just quit drinking.
Don't slime me, horrible apparition.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's stay focused. Stay focused on lobsters. All right, because that's what we're talking about, lobster diving. And if you're going to go down there, yes, Jerry, what do you think?
You know, he said the people down in the Keys can bring these lobsters back up. I've got an idea.
Okay, I'm listening.
I think I might slip off down there. We can get Big Betsy down in Almirada and bring her back up there and weigh her in.
Big what Betsy? Oh, that giant lobster on the side of the road on US 1? Yeah. they call her Big Betsy? I didn't know she had a name.
Oh, yeah.
Who named her Betsy? How do you know this? And if it's a female lobster, how do you know it's a female lobster? Have you went
it
under
has
there
eggs.
Looked?
Maybe it has eggs.
If it has eggs, you can't take
it. You can't bring it.
Yeah.
That's why no one's taken it so far.
You think that's what it is? The lobsters are being responsible by not taking an egg-bearing lobster?
Yep.
Mm.
Well, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Take it from a non-diving drunk to educate us properly.
Sometimes you need an outside opinion.
Yeah, if you say so. All right, but you've heard that they call that giant sculpted lobster, which is probably 10 feet tall. That thing's massive. I don't know. How big is that thing? Do you know, Jerry? Or no?
It's
you know her name?
10 feet, 15 foot.
Yeah, it's a big-ass lobster, but it's sitting there right on.
Can get it on your car.
Well, not my car, but Bubble Boy has a Jeep.
That's right.
It'd sit right on top of his Jeep.
Well, just lash it to the roll bar. It would be badass.
Yeah, it would be.
You'll be the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bugmobile.
That's
I
right.
like it. Okay, well, that's one idea. I have a feeling that won't apply because that will be a lobster outside of Broward County.
They don't have to know that. Tell them.
I think they will recognize Betsy.
We caught that thing off the pier.
Especially when the news people get a hold of it. Hey, there's some idiot that stole Betsy from the Florida Keys. He's driving it up on North 95. Yeah, I think...
As long as you don't kill anybody, they won't report it.
Yeah, is that
You're
that's
Scott
how things
free.
Work in
Scott
Miami.
Free.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, yeah, that's one idea. But I didn't know... I mean, how do you know...
Wait a minute, I got what? Something.
Okay, I'm listening.
We don't have to steal Betsy.
We don't have to steal Betsy the lobster in Isla Morada.
We can copy her.
We can copy her.
We get a 3D printer and make our own Betsy to the exact specifications.
That'd be a big, big printer. That'd be a huge ass printer.
Big piece of paper.
I heard those things can make anything.
Yeah, that's what you've heard? I don't think that's...
Can they make you sing better?
I heard you can make a woman.
Have you? Wait, did you just watch that movie Weird Science or something? That's what you did?
See, yeah.
Just
that
rented it at Redbox.
That just proves that technology was in its infancy back in the 80s, but it was a growing field of serious science.
Okay, if you say so.
Fields of dreams.
They're drunken sailor. I don't know.
And you can say whatever you want, but they did make a woman.
Yeah, well, okay. It's not going to work. But, yeah, if you're heading down that way, a lot of the divers like to stop off, get their picture taken with Betsy. And I never knew that lobster had a name. And I'm still kind of puzzled how you know, Jerry. That's just something you heard on one of your trips down to the Keys? Call that Betsy?
That's what I've been told.
That's what you've been told.
Some of my trips.
Okay. So, Betsy the lobster down there. It's like some gift shop down there in Isla Morada, right on US 1, I believe, right? Facing north.
I don't believe I've ever seen it.
You've never seen Betsy the lobster down there in the Florida
nope.
Keys?
Well, you've probably seen two of them.
Yeah, he's like,
you know,
wait a minute.
I didn't say that. I thought they were crayfish.
Yeah, they were walking. Anyway, Thursday night, the lobster cook-off. Now, This is our third year of doing Bugfest by the Sea.
Are you going to be a judge?
I am not. I'm going to be... I have forfeited my judging position there.
So you're going to be a guy standing on the side with a Scuba Radio t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then when the mayor or whatever his name is comes over with his microphone and goes, yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's just great to be here at Bugfest. We got a celebrity in the house. Would you please welcome Greg the Divester from Scuba Radio?
Crickets.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
And then you have that awkwardness of just standing there and waving.
Yeah, well, we've done that the last 2 years when they introduced me as a judge for the lobster.
But at least
cook-off.
You have a purpose, and you can hide behind a card table.
Well, this time I'm going to actually record the radio show and be amongst the people as opposed to eating lobster.
But now, if you take
Thursday.
Drunken Sailor down there, are you not afraid that this will be your last year?
Yes, I am, actually.
We're going to have to start charging next year.
For what?
For the entertainment that we're going to bring.
Well, we already got the Scuba Cowboy there playing. I, if you're alluding to raising money to pay the bail bondsman, I can understand.
No, there's not going to be any mishaps or misunderstandings.
We're going to have to do a crowdfunding campaign.
Crown? Like Crown Royal?
Yes, one of those.
We're going to do a Crown Royal funding campaign.
No, it's not going to be that. I was thinking about bringing some extra mermaid rum, though. Because the people at the distillery, you know, we got that bottle of rum a couple weeks ago. It's still here in the studio. It's actually your birthday. I can't believe it's not gone.
Not for long.
But they have said they might give me a couple bottles to take down there to Bugfest. To share the love, so to speak.
Always a good thing.
Yeah. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor, Jerry the Diver Guy. Now, look, we talked about this a little bit last week with Dr. Peter Buzzicott from Divers Alert Network on how to properly prepare yourself for lobster season. Unfortunately, this is a... You know, this is the time where we get, we get these stories that people go down there and haven't dove in a while. They get into trouble, and next thing you know, we have an accident or two. It never fails, so we want to avoid that for this coming week for sure. So, if you're listening to me, you haven't dove in a while, or even if you have, this is always a good time to double check your equipment, your skills, make sure they're refreshed. Don't take that for granted if you haven't dove in a while, because accidents can happen when you get complacent and a little bit rusty in that regard. So, I don't know, Jerry, have you been diving around the clock? Or you're fairly new to the season up where you are in Virginia, am I right?
We've been diving quite a bit. I mean, it's just now starting out, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been going on for about a month and a half.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, do you have a time of year where you go and, like, tear your gear apart and... You know, refurbish it.
Do that in the wintertime.
You do that in the wintertime when there's snow on the ground. All right, but so you're well through that process. I don't know. What about you, Bubble Boy? Have you had your regulator serviced for the season yet? No,
not at all.
Is that one of the reasons why you're not going next week?
Yeah.
Or you got to work?
I got to work.
All right. So you're in charge of purchasing the big tubs of butter.
Okay.
Drunken Sailor, are you going to dive, or you're just going to go down for the festivities?
I'm just going to go watch you dive.
Watch me. You'll be a spotter.
I'm going to knock the barnacles off you after you get back up on the boat.
I will have no barnacles on me.
Scrape all the hard stuff off.
I will be moving too quickly from coral head to coral head for any barnacles to have an opportunity to latch on to my fast-moving... streamlined scuba diving body.
Yeah, right.
It's the truth.
the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Instead of letting live sharks rain down on people,
shark!
We're going to get in that chopper,
shark!
And throw bombs into the tornadoes,
shark!
Blasting those bastards to bits.
Shark!
There are sharks flooding the streets.
Go, 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 go. We're all going to die in a sharknado, sharknado,
sharknado,
sharknado,
sharknado.
Shark! You know, I don't know if it'll do as good as The Shallows. However, Sharknado 4, The Fourth Awakens, I believe is what I saw in the latest trailer, is next Saturday, July 30th. I think it debuts on Sci-Fi. I'm looking forward to that one, unlike The Shallows.
It's more realistic.
It's way more realistic. You know, the only good thing about the movie The Shallows, and very little is good about it from my perspective, especially when it comes to sharks, was Blake Lively's butt.
Okay. Not just her butt.
Not just her butt?
Don't discount other areas.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know.
Greg, that premieres on the 31st.
What, a Sharknado 4?
Yeah.
I thought it debuted on Saturday night the 30th.
It premieres on my birthday.
Oh, cool.
Well, there you go.
Don't ever disagree with Greg on the air.
Well, thank you there, Drunken Sailor. I appreciate you producing.
That's my executive voice.
I thought it was the Saturday night it was supposed to debut, but you're saying it debuts on Sunday. That's what you've seen there, Jerry?
Yeah, I just looked it up again.
Okay.
To make sure.
Well, it may be right. I know once it airs, it'll air like nonstop on Sci-Fi for a few days or the week or so. So, Sharknado 4.
You know what's really cool is there's a thing on your remote you can push so you don't have to watch it.
No, you should watch it. It's so outrageous, it's kind of funny. And actually, this time, the Sharknado takes over Vegas. So, I'm not in this one, so you really have no reason to watch it. Other than, you know, if you...
Who gives a crap table?
Maybe. You could, that might be in there.
That could be an advertising angle.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, The Fourth Awakens is what I believe the latest trailer. Sharknado.
Oh,
The Fourth Awakens.
Star Wars, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Kind of cheesy. But, you know, those kind of movies, and I've said this over and over again, I have no problem with because they're so over the top, so ridiculous. They don't give sharks a bad name or reputation or anything. You don't have any of that shark nonsense like Jaws, which unfortunately for The Shallows, I do think it reinforces, you know, the man-eating myth that us divers have to constantly fight with our non-diving friends and explain to them that the sharks aren't there to eat us. And quit killing them. They got a role in the ecosystem. We need to leave them be. And when we see them, be happy that we do. Because we're killing way too many of them. There's not as many in the sea as there should be. And that's not a good thing. They got their role, right? You guys with me on this?
That's right.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
So knock it off, Hollywood.
Yeah. And
son of a bitch.
I don't know. Spend your money on Sharknado instead of The Shallows, I guess is my point in that. Don't waste your money on that. And go see, you know. And plus, it's free.
I'm so mad.
Why? Why are you mad, Drunken Sailor?
Because these people are not caring about sharks.
They're not caring, and you do.
I do. I care deeply.
Yeah? Yeah?
Makes me angry.
Makes you angry. Well, that's... I don't want you to be angry. Don't be angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I don't think I would like you, period.
I don't have a period. I'm a dude.
Oh, boy. Okay, so anyway, you know, we are looking forward to Bugfest. And then shortly thereafter, I'm going to be heading to the Maldives in no time. Did you guys know? You're
going to the mall?
I'm going to the Maldives. you know, that is happening real soon. Let's see, that it's August 13th.
If you go to the food court, get me a corn dog.
No, there's no, I don't think they have those there. They might, actually.
Oh, they do, trust
pretzel.
Me.
Or one of those, yeah.
I want the jalapeno.
Are you still
flavor.
At the movie theater?
Or what?
Yeah.
How dare you? Say you're going to the mall.
I'm going to the Maldives.
Right.
Which is
I thought that was just a weird way you pronounced it.
Southern tip of the Indian, the continent of India and the Indian Ocean.
Indiana? Right.
India.
What is he talking about?
Yeah. So it's gonna be an amazing trip. I have no doubt. Jerry Beatty's gonna be there with us, but I'm gonna actually have a layover in Tokyo, Japan, on the way over and the way back. Vinny Two Tanks is gonna be with us. As I said, Jerry the Diver Guy. We have some folks from Explore Ventures. We have Renee from Scuba Pro. I mean, this is gonna be a huge, huge party, and just some great. Just world-class diving, too. I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Dude, you know what they have in Japan?
Sushi?
Robots.
Robots?
You got to check out the robots.
No, actually, you want to know the truth?
I heard they had robots in Japan.
They do have robots. There's some kind of robot attraction in Tokyo that you can go to. But you know one of the other attractions?
There's no way there's anything cooler than robots.
I'm not so sure about that. Because I met this guy who's been to the Museum of Toto. Toto Plumbing or Toilet Supplies. And they have a toilet museum in Tokyo, Japan, that's rated as one of the top 10 attractions to see in Tokyo. And I'm planning to go to the toilet museum. You know, Japan, Tokyo.
So you can continue to take your show into the toilet?
No, the toilets in Japan are state of the art. They got toilets that cost like $30,000-$40,000.
They got some weird toilets over there, Greg.
Well, they're hands free, so you press a button and it's totally. I've seen videos of this. Google this.
No, I've seen them, Greg. I've seen the ones where they have it's like right in the open on the road, and you stand there, and it only covers you from like the chest down. So you're standing there, and everybody's looking at you while you're
using
the
I don't think that's the same thing.
I've seen it.
You're cruising.
You're thinking of a Turkish bathhouse.
You're looking at some other kind of website. No, there really is a toilet museum in Tokyo, Japan. And it's from the Toto Company. And they're the makers of the most toilets in the world, supposedly. And they have their office.
Are you going to get one here for the headquarters?
Well, I might consider looking.
Maybe they
give
could
me some
advertise
ideas.
On this fine program.
Well, God knows, we probably need to set up something here at the studio that can accommodate you. Because every time we have to clean up, usually you don't even make it to the toilet. But
that's not true. He's just making jokes for the radio.
Okay. But it is something very unique in Tokyo that you can go to.
Toilets. Awesome. Toilet that's what you're going to look at.
Well, you know, when you do a drive trip, and especially when you got to fly halfway around the world, we're in Orlando, Florida, it's a long way to get to the Maldives.
Wait, you know what? Maybe some of those toilets are so advanced that they might have robotics built into them.
Well, I think they do.
We both win.
What? Hey.
I get my robots and you get your toilet.
Okay. Well, maybe that's true. Yeah, I don't know. You have a little robot attendant. I don't know. We'll find out, but I plan to cover that accordingly.
Would
on
you
the
like
show.
One ply or two ply, sir?
I'm not sure they even use those.
One ply or two ply?
I think they're into old, like, water jets.
Bidet?
Yeah, it might be a kind of
bidet,
a
bidet, mate. Bidet.
Okay, that would be Australia. I'm going to Tokyo.
Bidet, mate.
No.
What? It's my birthday?
No, that's not your birthday. But here, take a squirt up your hoo-hoo.
Hoo-hoo. That's you make it sound like cupcakes.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That's disgusting.
That's a lot of frosting.
Uh-huh. Well, at least we're talking about water. Anyway, that's one thing I'm planning to do when Tokyo.
Do they put goldfish in their toilets, or my thing is something
we'll
else?
We'll find out. I'll cover it accordingly when I go over there. I mean, they also have, like you said, they do have a robot attraction. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. It doesn't really appeal to me. But they get the world's most popular, most expensive fish market.
Do they have Cylons?
Tokyo. What's that?
Do they have Cylons? At the museum from Battlestar Galactica?
I would imagine no.
You got to dive that ancient city that's underwater.
Is that in Tokyo?
I have no idea.
I'm sure they got one.
Also, a better idea than the toilet museum.
Well, you knock it, but it is rated quite highly online. Like I said, Google this.
By who? Toilet Magazine?
No, it's one of the top 10 attractions in Tokyo. I mean, you seem like you don't believe me on this, but if you Google it right now, they're
Toilet Aficionado.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a big deal in Tokyo.
Is this going to be like when he came back from Cuba and then he was telling us all about how to drink rum and smoke cigars?
Right.
Because he was an expert. And yeah. Now, so if he goes and looks at toilets, then he's going to come back and tell us about, you know, that.
Hey, check out this crap.
Have you guys examined your taken a minute to examine your personal hygiene techniques?
Well,
let's break it down.
I don't know if it's that hands on. Well, I'm hoping
you know
it's
what
not.
I'm going to say. Okay. If you come at me with that nonsense,
yeah.
I'm going to say no, thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
Move along. No, thank you.
No, no, I will share what I learned.
Poo elsewhere
with you and the world, and you will like it.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Rock lobster!
We're going to catch some of them.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't know if... do we even have rock lobsters in Florida? I don't know if we do. Jerry, do you know? I don't even know. That's like a Northeast thing, isn't it? Rock lobsters?
I'm thinking they're Northeast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe wrong, but I'm thinking they're Northeast.
Well, we're talking about the Florida spiny lobster, because this week, Wednesday and Thursday, is the mini sports season that divers have an opportunity to go down there and get a jump on the commercial traps that'll be sunk. I think they launch them on Saturday or a few days later. So this is our opportunity to get our fill of lobster on this two-day sport mini season. Big, big event in Florida. Always a lot of fun.
Head start. Get a big, fat head start.
Yeah. Now, at bugfestbythesea.com, you get all the information on where to go for that big event. But, of course, it's happening statewide. And in the Florida Keys, you can get six a day. But outside the Florida Keys, outside of Monroe County, you can get up to 12 a day on Wednesday and Thursday. So that is a very cool thing, because that's a lot of lobster if you limit out.
Uh-oh.
What?
I just Googled this.
Yeah?
Spiny lobsters, also known as rock lobsters.
Okay, well, there you go.
Are a family of about 60 species.
Interesting. Well, see, I didn't know, but now we do. But how would you catch them? If you were coming down with us there, Jerry, would you be a looper or a tickler?
I would be a tickler.
You'd be a tickler. Yeah. Bubble Boy?
I'm a looper.
I'm a looper. And Scuba Radio Drunken Sailor, what would you prefer?
I'm a diddler.
Hey, there's no such thing when it comes to lobster hunting.
Probably looper.
You'd be a looper then. Okay.
Catch him and then eat him.
And that's a snare device. I like that. I think it's way more... I don't know. It's friendlier to the lobster, because the other thing is you tickle them out, and sometimes you got to combine a tickler with a looper, I find. So I'll bring a tickle stick down with me underwater and into the bedroom just for fun. And
All right.
Just saying,
Mr. Dirty. Speaking of potty mouth,
what? I'm just saying, as it's
dial it back there, buddy.
Multi-purpose tool.
Calm it down.
The tickle stick, because sometimes
crazy mouth.
It's hard to get the lobsters out from under a ledge with a looper, and having a tickle stick as well as your looper kind of gives you both the best of both worlds.
Would you say that was a two-pronged approach?
Maybe if you want to look at it that way. But sometimes it's easier to get a tickle stick, behind them to kind of you tap them on the back of their tail. And they just don't like it, and then they'll crawl out, and then you can, if you're bringing a net with you, you put the net behind them, and then you kind of push them back into the net, or they swim back into the net, and you catch them that way. But once they get into the net, they get tangled up and have a tendency to lose claws or legs and stuff, because they get tangled up. And if it has eggs, it's a female, and you're not supposed to keep it, that's when it becomes a problem, because, then you've injured the lobster a little bit, and you've kind of, made the world much tougher for that lobster to continue on, as opposed to if you have a looper, you tickle them out, open up the looper behind them, get them in there, pull it, and then you say, oops, that's a female, or it's too small, or whatever. First of all, if it's too small, the looper has a little protector on it that it won't catch the lobster if it's too small, and it can get out on its own. Otherwise, if you see you've caught one with eggs accidentally, ideally, you can let it go real quickly and it can get out unscathed and you haven't broken any legs off or anything like that, antennas and stuff like that. So it's less, it affects the lobsters less, I believe, from what I've seen. If you're doing it properly, yeah.
Do you have a specific model or brand that you use?
Well, I have the Big Greeny. And then I have a lobster snare, too. Hey, hello! Hey, I'll be here all week. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar.
Dear God, help us all.
Oh, there it is. It's called the Big Greeny. And you can get it at a lot of dive shops here.
Having a stand-up comedian come in and warm up the crowd before the show?
Why would that be necessary?
Get them all ready for your humor?
Why would that be?
I don't know if you want to hit him with this kind of white-hot, intense humor. Cold.
Yeah.
You got to bring them up a little bit first.
Well, I appreciate the support there.
That was like a supernova. That was like, wow. I was like, wow.
You're feeling it, were you?
Hit me right in the duodenum.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Holy God.
And I don't think I want to know. Anyway.
Look out.
You can get a big greeny. It's just a green snare. It's available at most dive shops throughout Florida. I like it because it actually uses a wire looping material. So they're a little bit more pricey than the all-plastic ones. The all-plastic ones are fine for snares, loopers, but they have a tendency to warp a little bit over time. You might get a couple seasons out of them, especially if you accidentally leave it in your car and it gets a little soft. The plastic ring has a tendency to, warp.
What about bungee? Are you allowed to use bungee cords?
Well, there's the thing called the equalizer that uses a bungee device that's like on a loaded spring. But those are even more expensive and probably a little overkill, I'd say. So I'd stick with, if you're going to go the looping route, I just like the wire thing, which like the Green Meanie is what I've been told it's called. It's green. And you can find it, like I said, dive shops all around Florida. And you'll be good to go. If you want to go the looping technique, grab a tickle stick. Just for fun and frolic. You can use it for lobster season and in other places.
Yeah, instead of Pokemon, catch lobster.
Yes, that would be a good thing. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, when we tell you how many lobster we actually caught during mini season, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
And that's not in the toilet.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.